Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to On the Bench. I'm your host for today's episode, Brendan Sinone, joined by, it's going to be a full bench and then some, joined by one, Chris Nee. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Zach Blaustein. Zach, give us your Barry White.
Good morning.
Ooh, that wasn't as low as I was hoping. And then a special guest for today's episode, making a second appearance on the Bench, the CEO of Rising Spear, Matthew Quigley. Matt, welcome. You weren't the CEO technically last time you were on here, so congratulations. Round of applause, Zach. Come on, let's give it to him.
What's up, y'all? Thank you, guys. Yes, I was just on the board of directors, but now I am officially the CEO.
Making moves. I like it. I like it. It's a powerful man that we're talking to right now.
I don't know about that.
I would say so. So we have a handful of questions we want to get to. Rising Spear has been super active and growing since the last time you came on before the spring game. And so I just want to kind of do a check-in with you, Matt, and talk about like the things that are happening. I think a starting point for us, because we've seen a lot of players in the last week or two be announced as ambassadors. What exactly is an ambassador for Rising Spear? What does that entail?
Yeah. So once again, guys, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate the time and to speak about Rising Spear. Being an ambassador means that you've signed a contract with Rising Spear and you are one of our student athletes. It allows you to access the market price platform, and it allows you to help us in working with the local charities in the area.
So when a player does, and I know Rising Spear and most NILs don't, collectives don't announce actual terms, but when a player does announce like, hey, I'm an ambassador, I'm going to be working with Rising Spear, is it safe to assume that they are starting the process of getting opportunities to start capitalizing on their name, image, and likeness?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Brendan. And you know, once again, with Rising Spear, a lot of our work is charitable tie. So I don't know if you saw like when Amari announced his ambassadorship, like right underneath, he put a video of him working with like at the Boys and Girls Club, which was super cute. They were like doing TikTok dances, but I mean, it was an adorable video. So if you guys haven't seen that, you need to go check it out.
There's so many, and this is all moving so fast, and it's great to see players are signing on, and that's becoming more and more prevalent. That's great for the FSU market. In general, Matt, as like you look around, the NIL collective is popping up across the country. Are there some markets where there's just a singular NIL collective that is, can't be technically affiliated with a school, but is working to get players from a certain school on board? And then there's other markets where there's multiple NIL collectives. I guess as you view it, like what are the pros and cons of a singular collective in a market versus, say, a multiple?
Yeah, Brendan, so in one of my first moves as CEO, like being the official CEO of Rising Spear, I wanted to work with Warpath 850 and actually kind of joining together so that there is no donor confusion. I think having more than one NIL collective in with the university, there can be a lot of like nobody knew like, okay, so I give to Warpath 850, I give to Rising Spear. I'm not sure what to do. So from my opinion, I think clearing up that donor confusion was pretty important, and just having a singular NIL collective, much like there's only one booster, Seminole Booster Incorporated, right? There's only one organization that's supporting student athletes, facilities, athletic facilities, et cetera. We wanted to just have one singular NIL collective in that being Rising Spear.
I'm going to chime in here. Matt, appreciate you coming on. Had a few questions just about, you know, how you're involved specifically in Rising Spear. First off, what does a typical day of work on Rising Spear look like for you?
Yes, Zach. So being that this is a, it's all brand new. Multiple calls a day of new companies that are jumping into this space. You know, some are kind of snake oil salesmen. Some sound really great, and like we're going to partner with here in the future, and we'll be announcing a couple more things. But it's a lot of just trying to figure out who you think you can work with and joining that. And then the other part of my day is fundraising, working on large corporate sponsorships, working on large donors to come and help and support Rising Spear. Because, you know, being that we have the two separate funds, one being our 501c3 charitable donation and one being our gold program, you know, it's really, we have to work for those marketing dollars, and we have to work for the charitable donations.
Gotcha. And then for you, what interested you in becoming part of the FSU's NIL collective in the first place?
Yeah, Zach, you know, back at when I was a student at Florida State, I was on the first board for the Seminole Student Boosters. We had just started, and I just have always been involved with Florida State. Massive, massive fan. Just wanted to do anything I could to help. So back when this started in October, I had reached out to Bob Davis, and then just everything kind of took off from there. You know, it was a lot of, it began as volunteer work, you know, just trying to help out. And then next thing I know, it's getting so large that, you know, we've got to hire a staff. We need a CEO. We need Will Cohen, who's our chief operating officer. So, I mean, it's crazy how it's taken off. And I shake my head every day that, like, I'm actually doing this, because it's insane.
Like you mentioned, you guys are a couple months into this now, kind of officially went, you launched near the spring game in April. But, you know, just a few months in, where do you think Rising Spear stacks up against some of the other collectives across the country?
Yeah, I think we had a kind of a gangbuster start with the spring game and then a lot of other news that kind of followed the spring game that really helped. You know, we're kind of going into like the doldrums of summer, as you guys know, where there's not a lot of like news that can help out, right? We have like this pre-camp start. I mean, a lot of players aren't on campus right now. They're back home. They will be reporting, you know, towards the end of May, I believe, and getting into the conditioning program for fall camp, and then fall camp starts. So we started out really well. Right now, like I said, I'm working on the kind of the larger donors. But moving into to June and July, we're going to have two programs that are going to be launching. One is kind of our member benefit kits. So in other words, if you sign up for like $100 a month club, you'll be receiving, and I can send these to Brendan so he can put them on the board. But like these really cool stone coasters with like the Rising Spear logo on it. You'll be receiving a sticker, and then it's just going to kind of go up from there, right? With the 250 club, 450 club. And there will be, and everything will be branded Rising Spear, which is going to be really cool. As well as special events that you will be able to get invited to in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Jacksonville, and Tampa. That will be happening throughout June and July as well.
Matthew, you mentioned that you are a Florida State alum. If I'm not mistaken, you and Bud Elliott, our podcast supervisor and host of the NOLcast, you guys went to school at the same time. Were you buddies?
Yeah, I think I graduated in 05, and I think Bud was like 07. We were in school at the same time, hanging out. Yes.
Can you give us any stories that'll get Bud in trouble from his college days? Any debaucherous drinking Bud stories that you can share right now?
Brendan, none that I can remember. So I don't remember a lot of my college years to have dirt on Bud.
Sounds like there's debaucherous Matthew stories then too, as a result.
Just means he did it right. All right, I'll get us back on topic. Good job, Brendan. So earlier on, you mentioned Warpath 850 and dual collectives and then becoming one. What is the greatest value in adding them underneath the same umbrella as you guys?
Yeah, so Dreamfield is a fantastic company. I mean, right, they were actually one of the literal first companies to launch in this NIL space. And they've had a lot of experience already in kind of working the space, developing very large corporate sponsorships as far as with Fortune 500 companies, with FTX, I think Coca-Cola. I mean, they've done stuff with the Florida Panthers as well. Corey Sanchez is an incredible guy. KZ's obviously involved there as well. And they're really going to be helping us out with kind of the local events in Tallahassee, right? They put on a lot of local events with Mission Control at UCF. And we kind of saw that throughout the first week of the spring game with autograph signings and kind of meet and greets. They're going to be helping us out in Tallahassee with that, as well as some Discord chats and bringing larger companies to the table for, you know, a large group of players.
Obviously, the biggest news in NIL world here lately has been the NCAA and their, guidelines is what they provided about a week ago. So when they announced that they were cracking down on the overt pay-for-play situations that were going on, or at least going to attempt to crack down on them, that seems to impact things that are run more simply as a booster base, running a collective. How does it impact Rising Spear, and just what were kind of your general thoughts on when that news came about?
Yeah, Chris. So being with Rising Spear, we've done everything the right way. You know, when we talked about that in the first right before the spring game, we do things the Knoll way, like how Bobby Bowden kind of laid our foundation. And we have never gotten involved in a pay-for-play scenario. We focused on our student athletes currently enrolled at Florida State University and doing the best we can for them and providing them with the deals, which the NCAA is fine with. You know, the Supreme Court basically laid that down with a 9-0 ruling that student athletes can be paid through NIL. So that's what we focused on. On the other side of that, you know, being that we've followed the letter of the law, there's nothing that we see coming down.
Matthew, in the last, I'm trying to think, in the last month maybe, you guys have surpassed 1,000 donors. And just to think of where you were a couple months ago to see that rapid growth, I guess, what has that been like to see so much progress in that area? So it just is such a quick period of time.
Yeah, Brendan, it was incredible. I mean, Knoll Nation really came through with, you know, we were about a month in, or maybe a little less than a month, and we had 1,100 donors. We were hoping for 1,000 donors by like the middle of May. Because a counterpart of ours, the Gator Collective, they launched in August of 2021, and I think they're just over 2,000 donors. So for us to have that rapid growth, and we really anticipate being well over 2,000 donors by the time season kicks off. You know, by August 27th, we fully believe we'll be, well over 2,000, if not close to 3,000 by that time. It's been incredible the way Knoll Nation's come through, and we can't wait to keep it moving forward.
Do you have a rough estimate of like where you guys are as of today here, where we're middle of May? Yeah, middle of May.
Yeah. We're around 1,300 right now.
Awesome.
You know, like I said, we kind of had a little lull here, but hopefully with these the member benefit program, the kits we're going to be doing and the events we'll be putting on, we'll be getting a lot more traction, throughout Knoll Nation.
So let's wrap up the pod with that, Matt. And you touched on some of the things that you guys are doing at Rising Spear. You talked about the goals. So I guess what should people be looking for in the coming months for Rising Spear? How can they help? And any other updates or anything else you want to provide our listeners or inform our listeners about?
Once again, always risingspear.com. Please donate what you can. If you can give a little more, that would be fantastic. If you're not a member already, let's get you signed up. Be looking for the special events coming this summer. We're going to be traveling the state, trying to get out, you know, into our fan base. With Florida State, so many people leave Tallahassee, you know, once you graduate. We think it's important to kind of get throughout the state and engage with those fans and give them an opportunity to meet our student athletes at these events. And so be looking out for that. The member benefits and kind of the gift kits that we're going to be putting together, give you all a little sample of that. And just always risingspear.com and go Noles, y'all.
All right, risingspear.com. Matthew, thank you for joining us here on the bench. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.